Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Well, most women that have been in human trafficking, it starts out at a really young age where they were usually sexually abused by someone really close to them. And that's something that I've seen consistently. And so that behavior starts at a really early age. And then their worth, their value becomes completely connected to that. And then the drugs start at a really young age also, because who wants to be awake for that?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be really conscious to go through stuff like that? And so I think some of their complaints or the things that they struggle with is, how do I get by in the real world? How do I function? How do I keep a job? How do I provide for my family? And those other tools that I was talking about in the last segment are things that, if you can show them, yeah, you can have a job. People want to be, they want to survive, and they want to be healthy, and they want to be happy. And the only way we can do it is with Christ. There's no other way. And the joy that you receive in walking in the promise that the Lord gives us is immeasurable. I mean, every day I get up, and I'm just so grateful and blessed that today I get to share every single moment of the day with Jesus Christ. I mean, he's got me. He's got this. And so I just want to share that with all these women. I want to show them that Christ loves you as much as he loves me. And there's nothing that you've done in your past that he's not going to love you for. I've been forgiven. You've been forgiven. Move on. It's time to move on. One of the things that I stress to the people that I work with is, you need to be an active participant in your own rescue, though. That's the only downfall.
Say that again.
An active participant in your own rescue.
I like that. Yep.
I mean, because you've been helped through, you've got this program, you've been in this safe environment now for at least a year. Now you have to be a big girl. You have to go out, get up in the morning, go look for a job. You have to try this stuff that's really difficult. Like I said, just filing for medical insurance. I had to file for medical insurance because we don't have paying jobs, right? I went online. It took me an entire day. I was kicked off the system 5 times, but I stuck with it. The system is designed, it's complicated. It's mm-hmm. not an easy system. And it's like joining a health club, right? The health club relies on people that aren't going to come to pay. Well, the system is difficult because otherwise everybody else would be getting free health insurance. So walk through the process, take the time, and be an active participant in your own rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's for work or for food or for housing.
Yeah, that's kind of our motto, isn't it, George? Never quit, you know, unless it's harder than you want it to be. Then bail.
Our motto is never start.
Harder than you want it to be.
You don't have to quit if you don't start.
That's true, too.
I like that, though. You have to be an active participant in your own recovery. One of the things that we really struggle with is when we sit around and we're in our head. And the best way to do that is to get busy, get active. It's a program of action. And Christianity mm-hmm. is not a belief system. It's a belief system that's followed up by action and obedience.
Mm, yes.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.